Good afternoon from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. In his annual address to the Alaska Legislature, Governor Mike Dunleavy identified successes from his four-year term in office and called for action on a list of administrative priorities. The Alaska Beacon reports that that includes more funding for a statehood defense program that has launched a series of lawsuits against the federal government. Speaking last night at the state capitol, the governor also said he would work with state legislators to make Alaska the most pro-life state in the country.
Like many of you, I happen to like people. And more importantly, we need more people in Alaska, not less.
Doing so, he said, would require affordable housing, improvements to education, economic opportunity, and quality of life. Dunleavy also said it would be important to consider life, quote, from the moment of conception on. He did not include a firm proposal for meeting those goals. Legislators generally praised the speech, saying they are optimistic that the governor's second term will mark a change from the administration's often combative relations with the legislature in his first 4 years. One of the administration's biggest pushes is an expansion of its statehood defense initiative, which funds lawsuits against the federal government.
When federal agencies are clearly wrong, when they're misinterpreting the Statehood Act, ANILCA, or all other laws governing our relationship with the federal government, we have an obligation to stop them.
The administration has already requested and received millions of dollars that it has used for lawsuits on a variety of topics, including resource development. The governor's newest budget requests $10 million more for the effort. Educators, students, and parents gathered on the steps of the Capitol last night to call for more education funding. KTOO's Katie Anastas was there and has this report.
Students waving brightly colored signs stand at the front of the crowd outside the Capitol building. Eighth grader Indy Eckerson says he's feeling the effects of a statewide teacher shortage.
I think our classes are way too crowded. Like, just we have too many people. I mean, it's fun, but it gets a little too crazy and then you can't really learn.
Tom Claymeyer is president of NEA Alaska, a statewide union of public school employees. He says state funding is at the root of stalled negotiations with teachers' unions across the state.
Districts want to hire the best and the brightest for their students. They want to offer competitive wage and benefit packages. They're going to attract and retain the best employees. They want to fill vacancies. They want to provide solid health care benefits. And they don't want to cut programs and shutter schools. But they're stuck between a rock and the BSA.
The BSA, or base student allocation, is the amount of money per student school districts get from the state. It hasn't increased substantially since 2017.
BSA, raise up, BSA, raise up, BSA.
Last year, the state approved a $30 increase that goes into effect in July. But school leaders like Juneau Superintendent Bridget Weiss say it's not enough to keep up with rising inflation.
We are meeting increased needs with fewer resources every single day. When does the legislature get held accountable for putting us in this impossible situation by not fully funding one of the very most vital aspects of our Alaskan communities?
That's not the only challenge legislators hope to address this session. Juneau Senator Jesse Keel introduced a bill to give teachers the option to pay into a pension.
1086, let's call it $1,100 on the base student allocation. That's a lot of money. That's about $220 million. Are our kids worth it?
Yeah!
You bet they are. I've got your first 15 or 20 million because pensions cost less than the system we have today for retirement.
Toward the end of the rally, Zonta Kahini Middle School music teacher Mike Busey led the group in a song. He says he's hopeful the legislature will substantially increase school funding this year, and that reading and math scores will rise along with it.
Education built the nation, increase the base student allocation, pass this legislative test, and give our kids the best.
In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.
The Mendenhall Glacier is one of Alaska's most popular tourist attractions. For the last few years, the National Forest Service has been working on plans to upgrade the area to accommodate hundreds of thousands of visitors each year. Earlier this month, the Forest Service released three new alternative plans for the future of the Mendenhall Recreation Area, and now they're asking for public feedback. KTOO's Anna Canny has more.
In the summer, the Mendenhall Glacier is packed with tourists. But today, it's foggy and drizzly and quiet, except for the sound of Lori Craig's ice cleats.
I thought we'd start right here.
Oh, perfect.
Because this is a really great way for you to get a sense of things now.
She's standing in the pavilion at the edge of the parking lot. In the background is the crystalline blue glacier. She points past a stand of hemlock and spruce towards Nugget Falls.
And that waterfall is awe-inspiring for people. They come from other places. They can go stand in the mist. There's goats you can see on the mountainside above. There's bears walking along, tucked into the trees. How do we preserve that magic while we're hosting a million people?
Mm-hmm. Craig's retired now, but she was Mendenhall's lead naturalist for 14 years. She saw thousands of visitors pass through, and she saw crowds that were too big to handle. Since her retirement, she's been vocal about the Forest Service's plans to upgrade the area. But it's not just her. Last spring, they received over 400 public comments. And they're listening. Some of those comments were addressed in three new plans released earlier this month. Earlier versions of the plans replaced the open outdoor pavilion with a large visitor center on the edge of Mendenhall Lake.
Instead of this beautiful, natural place where you can hear the dripping and you can hear the birds, because the birds nest up in here.
So some of the new designs get the buildings out of the way and preserve the panoramic views of the glacier. When Craig came to Juneau in the 60s, the glacier was right outside the window of the current visitor center.
It was like looking at a wall of ice out the windows.
But it's receded rapidly since then. Previous plans had motorized boats that would get tourists up to the face of the glacier. That raised concerns about emissions, noise, and larger crowds. The new plans offer an option to scale back on boats or ditch them altogether. Craig is in favor of giving up the pursuit of the glacier to preserve the area's other attractions.
That something as strong as a glacier that eats mountains for breakfast could disappear before my eyes is sad and astounding, but it's also opportunity.
Craig says the melting ice has revealed new habitats for bears, salmon, and other animals. All of the existing plans pose a threat to bears by breaking up their habitats and increasing their encounters with people. That worries Craig. Still, she says the new alternatives address many of her previous concerns, and she's hopeful that people will keep sharing their opinions this time around.
People get very tired of coming back and doing the same thing over and over again. I've been there. I've commented on this. I've done this 5 times already. The important thing is that when we commented the last time and said we want something different, the Forest Service listened and is offering something new for us to consider.
The Forest Service has not committed to any particular plan. Public input will inform their final decision. Comments can be submitted online, by fax, by mail, or by hand until February 21st. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.
And there's an open house at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center today. Actually, it's right now until 7:30 tonight, and a webinar on Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 for the public to learn more about this issue. Wet and windy weather is headed our way this evening. This gale force storm will bring up to 3 inches of rain to the area. The heaviest rainfall will be overnight. At this time, flooding is not expected. Low tonight, around 40 degrees with winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, more rain with a high near 44. The rain will last through Thursday night and then taper off. Friday and the weekend will be colder and drier with a chance of snow and the potential for some sun. The avalanche danger in the area is considerable today, but any slides around town will likely stop short of any structures. City officials are asking people to avoid the Flume Trail, though, today and tomorrow, because it passes under steeper avalanche paths and snow could make it all the way down to the trail. It's currently 41 degrees with light rain at Juneau International Airport. You can find these stories and so much more at our website, ktoo.org. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Thanks for listening.